to turn to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 13. Book of 2 Kings, chapter 13. Read verses 14 through verse 19. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness whereof he died. Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put thine hand upon the bow. He put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he, that is Elisha, said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou hast consumed them. And he said, take the arrows, and he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice, and stayed. And the man of God, that is Elisha, was wroth with him, and said, thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. In verse 14, we read of the sickness that would ultimately lead to the death of Elisha. There in verse 14, out of respect for Elisha and realizing that Elisha was to Israel what chariots and horsemen were to other nations, Joash, the king of Israel, came and visited Elisha. Joash, of course, was anticipating the death of Elisha and realizing the serious loss that would be to the nation. We read there in verse 14 that Joash wept over his face. And I'm sure this was a very moving, very emotional time. And our text verses record what transpired during this particular visit. In verses 15 through 17, Elisha instructed Joash to take his bow and his arrows. And Elisha, as God's representative, put his hands upon the hands of Joash, telling him to open the window eastward toward Syria. Elisha then instructed him to shoot. And as that arrow is flying through the air, you notice what Elisha said to Joash. In verse 17, he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. He said, that arrow that you just shot is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. That represents God's deliverance. And the arrow of deliverance from Syria. That arrow represents God's deliverances from the enemy nation of Syria. Then, after telling Joash what the shot arrow represented, Elisha instructs him to gather his arrows and shoot them into the ground. There in verse 18. And Joash, now knowing what each arrow represented, that each arrow represented deliverances, that each arrow represented victories over the enemies of his nation, Knowing this, we read that he smote thrice or three times and stayed or stopped. Verse 19, the man of God, that is Elisha, was wroth with him and said, thou should have smitten five or six times. Implying that Elisha or that Joash had more arrows, had five or six arrows. He should have, and he could have, shot more arrows. Also notice the words in verse 19, then hadst thou, that is, Joash, if you would have. And then notice those two words, whereas now. In other words, Joash, because you didn't. Elisha is telling him that he had just robbed himself of the blessings of God. How did he do that? Simply because he did not do what he could have done. He did not do what he should have done. And the mistake and the failure of Joash was that he stopped short of what he could have done. He did not take full advantage of a spiritual opportunity. He had spiritual blessings before him. And yet there was a point where Joash was content to stop. What we read here of Joash serves as a warning and instruction for all of God's people and should encourage us to press forward for what God has for us. The subject of the message is in the form of a question. And I pray that we would honestly examine our hearts. And the question is, where are you content to stop? Where are you content to stop spiritually? Where is your stopping point? We all have one. Consider Joash as a warning. The significance of shooting those arrows. Once Joash knew that each arrow represented deliverance and victory over a very oppressive and very burdensome enemy, shooting those arrows now became a life-changing matter. This is a very important matter. Instead of just shooting arrows, oh, it's much more than that. With this life-changing matter before him, though he obviously had more arrows, or Elisha would not have said, you should have shot five or six arrows, he smote thrice and stayed. We live in a day when many of God's people fail to see the life-changing power of spiritual things, the life-changing power of spiritual opportunities. And I believe Joash failed to see the life-changing significance of what was before him. Knowing that each arrow he shot represented liberation from Syria and victory over a very bitter and brutal enemy, shooting those arrows now became a matter of tremendous importance, became a matter of priority. Yet it was not important enough to Joash to shoot the five or six arrows that he had, but he smote thrice and he stayed. And we live in a day when many of God's people have lost sight of the importance and the priority of the spiritual. Of the importance and priority of their souls. Elisha, or each arrow shot, was a pledge of God's deliverance. It was a pledge of victories that God would give to the nation. It was a pledge of blessings. Shooting those arrows now provided a very special opportunity for Joash. Provided a very special privilege for Joash. Yet Joash failed to see and failed to appreciate the significance of what was before him. So instead of shooting the five or six arrows that he had, he smote thrice and he stayed. And we live in a day when many of God's people fail to see the spiritual opportunities and privileges before them every single day of our lives. What was before Joash would have impact upon his future. And whether you and I realize it or not, what is before us every single day spiritually has impact upon our future. Don't be so short-sighted as just to see what's right before you. We have privileges and opportunities that will have an impact upon our future. And also the future of others. Not only what was before Joash had an impact upon his future, it had an impact upon the future of the nation. Deliverance from an enemy. But I believe also it would have... what was before him had impact upon his ability to face the enemy in the future. And whether you realize it or not, what you do today and the opportunities and privileges that are before you today have an impact upon your ability and power to deal with what comes tomorrow or a year from now or 2 years from now. Don't be so short-sighted. We learn from Joash. Joash went to a certain point and then stopped. Elisha said to him, "You should have." Those are sad words. We all have them in our lives. We should have. Joash, you should have smitten five or six times. Notice verse 19. The last part of that verse, "Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice." And then notice verse 25, the last part of that verse. "Three times did Joash beat him," talking about Syria, "and recovered the cities of Israel." Three times. There was no fourth time. Why? Because there was no fourth arrow. Joash was content to stop at three arrows. And I'm sure that after three deliverances and three defeats of Syria, that Joash thought to himself, "I should have shot the rest of those arrows." But he didn't. And nothing could undo what Joash did this day. Consider the opportunity before Joash. We read in verse 19 that Elisha was wroth with him and said, "Thou should have smitten five or six times." Joash had the opportunity. Joash had the privilege to shoot more arrows. It was possible for Joash to shoot more arrows. The potential was there for Joash to shoot more arrows. He had time to shoot more arrows. He had the strength and the ability to shoot more arrows. And knowing what each arrow represented, he shot three arrows, And after shooting three arrows, Joash, for some reason, was content to stop. It was as if he said, I'll stop right here. I've got more arrows. But what I have done is enough. What I have done is sufficient. The truth is, once Joash knew what those arrows represented, he should have shot more arrows, and he should have wanted to shoot more arrows. But he was content to shoot three arrows. And it affected the rest of his life. Consider what is revealed by the fact that Joash was content to shoot only three arrows. The message of Elisha to Joash was, Joash, as that first arrow was flying through the air, as many arrows as you shoot, that is how many deliverances and victories God will give you over Syria. And Joash took his arrows, no doubt five or six, and he shot three. He had more arrows, but he was content to shoot three. Knowing what each arrow shot represented, he had reasoned in his own mind. What he was basing this reasoning on really doesn't matter. It was faulty reasoning. He reasoned that three deliverances, three victories would be sufficient. We live in a day when many of God's people have already determined in their minds what is sufficient. Have already determined in their minds what is adequate in their spiritual lives. How they reach those conclusions doesn't really matter. It's faulty. Joash settled for less than what God had for him. And we live in a day when many of God's people are always settling for less than what God has for them. The truth is, Joash was at peace with shooting three arrows rather than five or six. It's always amazed me since I've been in the truth how that people can be at peace coming to church once a week or whatever. What makes them to be at peace with that? That's the same thing that made Joash to be at peace with shooting three arrows. He thought that was enough. And many of God's people are at peace with the spiritual minimum. They're at peace with that. They do very, very, very little. But for some reason, they are at peace with the spiritual minimum. Considering the importance and blessing of what the shot arrows represented, considering the fact that he only shot three arrows, when he could have shot five or six arrows, I believe manifests a spirit of indifference in Joash. It manifests a spirit of unconcern. And a minimizing and a trivializing of what was before him. And we live in a day of spiritual indifference amongst God's people. We live in a day when many of God's people trivialize and minimize spiritual opportunity. Just like Joash. Considering the importance and blessing of what the shot arrows represented, and then he shot only three arrows when he could have shot five or six arrows. reveals very poor judgment on the part of Joash. It also reveals a lack of dedication, a lack of commitment on his part. When Joash shot that first arrow, and Elisha told him that the arrow represented victory over Syria, and then instructed him to shoot more arrows into the ground, Elisha was inviting Joash to claim as many victories as he had arrows. What an opportunity. What a privilege. And that very invitation should have moved Joash to enthusiastically shoot all his arrows. Not only that, but to go out and look for more arrows, to shoot as many as possible. But after shooting 3 arrows, he was content to stop. He went to a certain point and he quit. There was a point where Joash was content to stop. And I challenge you today to look at your spiritual life. And I ask you, at what point are you content to stop? At what point does it become adequate? At what point does it become sufficient? Where are we content to stop? Keep in mind, Joash had 3 victories over Syria. There was no 4th. What Joash did that day had an impact upon him and the nation. Now we want to make application of all this to ourselves. Joash, on this particular occasion, had before him a matter of great importance. At this moment, nothing was more important than shooting those arrows. This was a life-changing matter, a very special opportunity, a very special privilege. And I believe we have before us every day matters of great importance, spiritual matters, spiritual opportunities, spiritual privileges that will make our lives better. To take care of the spiritual will make your life better. If Joash would have shot 5 or 6 arrows, his life would have been better. We're not talking about getting a certain job or doing this or doing that to make your life better. We're talking about spiritual things. Spiritual things, spiritual matters will make your life better. Every day there are possibilities before us that will greatly bless and enrich our lives. And we, just like Joash, we reach a certain point. We go so far, and we think, that's enough. I've done my share. That is sufficient. That is adequate. And we are content to stop. And like I said at the beginning, we all stop somewhere. We all do. Just like Joash, we minimize, we trivialize the spiritual opportunities that are before us, and we are content to stop short. Many, like Joash, are very content, very satisfied with less than what God has for them. And like Joash, We don't do what we should have done with our spiritual opportunities. We don't do what we could have done with our spiritual opportunities. We need to learn from Joash. Joash was to shoot all his arrows. He was to shoot till there was nothing left. And I ask you today, when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to spiritual matters, how much are you willing to leave undone? How much are we willing to leave undone? Where are we content to stop? Every day, you and I have the opportunity, the privilege, and the potential of having a greater, deeper, stronger, closer, and more meaningful relationship with the Lord. Where are we content to stop? Where are we content to stop concerning our relationship with the Lord? Every day, the opportunity and the privilege and potential is there for a greater personal experience of Jesus Christ. The potential is there for you and I to have a closer association with the Lord, a more intimate contact and fellowship with the Lord. How far are we willing to go in that matter? How much are we willing to leave undone in that matter? Where are we content to stop? Where do we say, that's enough? I've gone far enough. We can know the Lord on a greater level. Every single day, that opportunity is before us. You may have failed miserably yesterday, but today, you have the opportunity to know the Lord on a greater level than you did yesterday. Where are we content to stop? Every day, you and I have the opportunity and the privilege to take our place before God, pour out our heart and soul, to seek His face in prayer. How do we determine where to stop? Where are we content to stop in this manner? Every day, you and I have opportunity and privilege to read, to study, to search, to draw from and feed upon the Word of God. And many shoot three arrows when they could have shot five or six. Every day, we have the opportunity to be more surrendered to the Lord. Where do we stop? Where do we stop in our surrender to God? Where are we content to stop? Every day I have the opportunity to be more committed to the Lord. Where do we stop in our commitment to God? Where do we stop in our dedication to the Lord? Most all, we go to a certain point, and for whatever reason, we think, this is sufficient. This is adequate. Many times, God shows us something about ourselves. God shows us something that we should either stop doing or start doing. He convicts us of some sin. And we, like Joash, we now have this information. After Joash shot that first arrow, he now had information what that arrow represented. And God reveals things about us, what we should stop doing, what we should start doing, convicts us of some sin. And now we have this information. What are we going to do with it? Are we content to stop short? Again, I ask you, when it comes to dealing with your own sin, where do you stop? Where do you stop? At what point are you satisfied? When it comes to dealing with the hindrances in our own life that we bring into our own lives, where are we content to stop in dealing with those things? At what point do you think you've gone far enough in dealing with whatever it is that God shows you? Again, I challenge you today to honestly and diligently examine and evaluate and to take inventory of your spiritual life, to very carefully weigh, where are you spiritually? Well, I'm ahead of so-and-so. That's not the answer to the question. Where are you spiritually? Reflect upon the condition of your heart. Carefully examine your attitude towards spiritual things. Carefully examine your desires towards spiritual things. Carefully examine your appetite towards spiritual things. Because wherever you are spiritually, there's more. There's more to be had. There's more to enjoy. So where are we content to stop? There is more for us spiritually. At what point do you feel that you've gone far enough? There is more knowledge to be had. There is more faith. Is there anyone here who has all the faith that you can possibly have? There is more power. There are more victories. There is more peace. There is more joy. There is more assurance. There are more blessings. None of us have reached the summit of these things. So I ask you, where's your stopping point? Where's your stopping point? At what point have we gone far enough in these things? Are we only going to shoot 3 arrows when we have 5 or 6? We can be more holy. Where are you content to stop? Where are you content to stop in holiness? Where? At what point are you holy enough? At what point are you close enough to God? We can be more submitted, more yielded. Where's our stopping point? The truth is, Joash was to shoot until there were no arrows left. And we are to pursue God. We are to pursue spiritual things till there's nothing left. Are we content to stop before there's nothing left? Elisha said, you should have shot 5 or 6 arrows. Joash held back. He had 5 or 6 arrows. He shot 3. He held back. The truth is, he shot only about half his arrows. And he was content with that. People today, I mean, if people would give half, we would think that's the closest person I've ever seen, Lord. But people think, well, I give half, then I've done enough. No, you haven't. How much are we content with holding back? Rather than looking at what you think you give to God, why don't we begin to look at what we hold back? Let's go there. How much are we content in holding back? Joash let go of about half of his arrows, and he was content. How much are we willing to let go of? The Lord says we're to let go of everything till there's nothing left. Are we content to stop before that? Where's the cutoff point? At what point are you content? How far are you willing to go in the Lord's service? Where do I stop? Where do I stop in the Lord's service? At what point should I be content when it comes to serving the Lord? At what point have we gone far enough? At what point are we content to go no further? Spiritual matters. These are life-changing matters. Are we going to stop short of what God has for us? Are we content with holding back half? The truth is, if there's anyone here that is given 99.9% and there's that 1/10 remaining, you shouldn't be content holding on to that 1/10. We're to let go of all. We're to shoot all of our arrows. We're to give all in the service of God. None of us have even come close. No one here is in danger of giving too much, of serving God too much. No one is in danger of being too close. You can't be. You know, I think of the 4 men who carried the paralytic upon his bed to the house where Christ was. You remember there was a huge crowd blocking their way. But they weren't content to stop there. They made their way through. I think of the woman with the issue of blood. She knew that if she could just touch the hem of Christ's garment, that she would be made whole. But there was this crowd thronging Christ, and it was almost impossible for her to get to him. But she wasn't content to stop. She kept pressing and pressing. I think of blind Bartimaeus. There he is sitting on the curbside. They didn't have curbs, but sitting there and begging and pleading. And he hears that Christ is passing by. He says, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And the people say, "Shh, Bartimaeus, be quiet. Just be quiet." But he didn't stop. He kept crying. He kept pleading until the Lord called him. Joash should have shot all of his arrows. And I imagine after that third victory in verse 25 over Syria, Joash realized right then, "I should have shot them all because there's no more." He could have, but he didn't. He was content to stop short. And when have we gone far enough? Well, it's not going to happen in this life. But when there's absolutely nothing left to give unto the Lord, until then, we should never be content to stop. Every one of us that are saved, we've all shot a few arrows. And we are willing to shoot a few arrows. But what about those arrows you're still holding on to? That you refuse to let go of. That you refuse to shoot. Again, read verse 19 and we'll close. The man of God was wroth with him and said, "Thou should have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then had thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now, thou shalt smite Syria but thrice." If we look back on our lives, and we can't get stuck there, but if we were to look back on our lives, we can see many, and I'm talking spiritual matters, we see many times we should have. "I should have done that." Don't get stuck there. Because you get stuck there, you won't do anything. But we all have those should have. And if we would have, things might be a little different. Certainly would have been the case here after defeating Syria 3 times, had he only shot more arrows. Oh, how we need to realize there is more for you and I spiritually. There is so, so much more. You may be able to honestly say today, and I'm happy for you if you can, "I'm as close to God as I've ever been." I hope that all of us can say that. But don't stop there, because you can be closer. Don't stop there. Don't be content. Wherever you are right now, don't be content. Again, you may be as close to God as you've ever been. But don't stop there. You have more arrows left. Keep pursuing until there's absolutely nothing left. Until we have let go of everything. Here's what is going to have to happen. For you and I to let go of everything, there are certain things God is going to have to literally take our fingers and unpry them from what we're holding on to. Because we won't let go. For whatever reason, Joash thought 3 arrows. That's enough. This will do. Don't ever get to that mindset spiritually. Don't ever get there spiritually. There's always more. We get it all twisted. We know there's more money to be made, so we're going all out to get it. We need to reverse our priorities. There's more spiritual blessings to be had. Don't be content. Don't be content to stop short of what God has for you. It not only will impact your future. Joash's action impacted the future of Israel. Impacted the future of a nation. Simply because he was content to stop short. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us verse of song.